Everyone here remembers different things that took place during the year. There were good days and bad days. Days of Hatzlocha. There were days of Siyata Deshmaya, where one felt Siyata Deshmaya. I'm sure there were days of disappointments and difficulties, lo aleinu. And we hear again because we're Jews, we believe in Hashem, and we believe that tefillah makes a difference. We're looking for ways to draw closer to the Bore, to the Creator. The Makar, the source in Halacha for saying Slichas. Bechlal, there's an Indian to say Slichas. The Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah. On the Pasuk, Vayavra Hashem Alpana Vayikra. And what did Hashem call out? Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Ilmolei Mikra Kosu V'Iyev Shala Omer. So Rabbi Yochanan said, if it wouldn't be written in Torah, we wouldn't be allowed to say it. Melamed Shnisata V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzivur V'Heraloi L'Moshe Say the Tefillah. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Baruch Shalom Kivyochel put on a talis like a chazan, like a shliach tzibur, and he taught Moshe Rabbeinu a seder tefillah, a way of davening. He taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven, a seder tefillah. Na'omalai, and Hashem also told Moshe Rabbeinu, kol zman she Yisrael chaiten, that whenever in the future it happens that Jewish people will sin, Yasu lefonai k'seder hazeh v'ani moichel lahem. If they follow this seder, this order of tefillah, ani moichel lahem, I'm going to forgive them. The Achronim explain. It's found in Pachag Yitzchok from Rav Huttner. Rabbi Yosheber, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, spoke about it. That there's a special seder of tefillah, which is al derech hatshuva. Meaning, there's tefillahs kol hashana, there's davening of the entire year, with all the davening means, with praising Hashem, bakoshes, asking for what we need, and thanking Hashem. These are tefillahs that go on the entire year. But there's a special Seder HaTfila, the Gemara is telling us, this is what Rabbi Yochanan is saying, this Melamish Nisata V'Kadosh Baruch Hu K'Shlich Tzibur, that the Baruch Hu put on a talis, like a Shlich Tzibur, like a Valtfila. And he said, here is a Seder Tfila, and if you follow this formula, Ani Moichel Lahem, I will forgive them. Which means that there's a special Seder Tfila, there's something unique about the Seder Tfila, which was Mischadish, which was revealed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day. And the first Shliach Tzibur that we ever had, the first Shliach Tzibur of Slichas, was the Rebbeinu Shlom himself. And we're proud of Yaakov Hagler. And he's a terrific Baal Tefillah. And in Klal Yisrael, the Baal Tefillah of great stature, who are preparing for Slichas tonight, and Eretz Yisrael, they're already holding. But the Baruch Shalom was the first Shliach Tzibur that said Slichas. And we know that the Baruch Shalom is davening. And the Rebbe Yonis Naibishitz asked, what does it mean, Chazal say, Kadosh Baruch Hu's mispalel, that the Baruch Shalom is davening? You know, the Rebbe Yonis said that the nations of the world, when they heard that Chazal, they ridiculed it, they made fun. Who's the Baruch Shalom davening to? What kind of a tefillah? The Baruch Shalom is davening. What does that mean? So the Rebbe Yonason said there are two types of tefillas. Rebbe Yonason said there's a tefillah that the cotton is davening to the gadol. That means the one who is helpless, the one who needs, is davening to the one who has. So a child asks his parents, and we ask Hashem, a cotton, the small one, approaches the gadol. This is to say the tefillah that we understand, we're familiar with. But the Rebbe Yonason said that there's even a deeper tefillah than that. It's Hashem's tefillah. There's a tefillah when the gadol approaches the cotton, when the father comes to the child. And the father says, you don't know how badly, you have no idea. All I want in this world is to give you. All I want in this world is that you should be happy. I want you to have a good home. I want you to have healthy children. I want you to have a parnasa. I want you to have only good things. But I made a tnai, the father says. The tnai is that you have to come to me, you have to talk to me, you have to connect to me. You have to approach me. We have to be in touch. It's not stam. So in this case, the gadol begs the cotton, the Rebbe Yonason said. The gadol says to the cotton, please, you don't know how desperately I want to be able to give you. I don't want to, chalila, to withhold all of these brachas. I have what to give. I know how to give. But you have to make yourself into a kli to receive. And this is the Rebbe Yonason's tefillah. As a shliach tzibur was mesatif and revealed a seder tefillah al derech hatshuva, the Baruch Shalom daven is that we should daven. The Baruch Shalom is davening to us that we should remember his address, and over the course of the year we often forget. The Rambam says, in order to understand, we have to understand what is this. What's the chiddush of this seder tefillah? What is this seder tefillah al derech tshuva? A new way of davening that the Baruch Shalom taught Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Rambam says in the third paragraph of Hilchos Teshuva, "Mebnei inyan zeh nohogu kol beis Yisrael laharbas b'tzdaka v'masam toivim," that the entire Jewish people have the custom of giving more tzedakah and trying to increase our good deeds during these days. V'lasik b'mitzvahs. Rishonav Ad Yom Kippurim, which is the Ikka time. Now we're mocked them even earlier. The Rambam says Yoisim Mikol Hashanah, more than the entire year. V'nogu kulam lokum belayla, and the custom of all Jews is to rise up in the night. Ba'asar yomim elu, during these days. He was speaking about the Aseres Metshuva. We start before. Ulehispalel b'batei knesiyos, and to go to shul and to daven b'divrei tachanunim. The Rambam adds on with words of beseeching, of begging, calling out. Kibushin, ad sheyoyer hayoyim, until the sun rises. So the Rambam is teaching us here two things. The Rambam is mechadish that slichus, this new seder hatfilah, which is al derech hatshuva, hatshuva digetfilah, that slichus. The Rambam is mechadish that there are two basic requirements that are unique, that we don't find by the tefillahs of the entire year, as a requirement. The Rambam says, first of all, the time of this tefillah is kimo balayla, to get up in the night, while it's dark. Also, the Rambam is telling us that when it comes to the Seder Slichas, that whereas the whole year in tefillah, if a person is crying, is begging, is beseeching, it certainly intensifies that tefillah. But when it comes to slichas, when it comes to the seder of slichas, the Rambam is telling us, and this is how it was understood by Rabbi Yashavir, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that when it comes to the seder of slichas, tzaaka, crying, calling out, screaming and crying, is not an additional component that's added to tefillah. It means that it's woven into the very fabric of what slichus means. It defines slichus. So that Slichas without tsa'aka, slichas without screaming, without crying, without calling out, is a chisar in the very essence of what slichas is. It's missing. Something is missing from slichas. The second chiddush. And where does this come from? So the Rambam in Hilchot Shuv in the second parak writes the following. The Rambam says that it's the way of tshuva. When a person is sincerely engaged in that world, he's part of that world of returning to Hashem. The Rambam says, it's the way of a person who's trying to find his way back to get in. It's the way of such a person to be tzoyek tomid, to be calling out, to be screaming. Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, bebechi, bebchi, b'sachanunum, with tears and with beseeching. That's the Rambam says, lahaloch. In the Slonimus form, it says that when a person's heart is filled, he's unable to control his voice. It's not pshat that there's a din. Like they used to say, you know, in the Machzorim it says, Kan Tzarech Livkais, there are instructions. Like it says, turn to page 95, it says, here you should cry. If you need instructions, it's already a simon, zgeitnisht, you know, it's not going. And the Slonimus Tzaddikim said that the truth is, we know that when the heart is filled, that you have to scream. The haraya, when you're very angry. When you're very angry, you scream. That means when there's an emotion that completely overflows your heart, so you can't control the kailas. You can't control the sounds. This Rambam is teaching us that there's a special matbeya, there's a special formulation for tefillah al derech hatshuva, and that is, it requires a very obvious and a very powerful outpouring of the heart. The Rambam says, b'bchi, with tears, and b'tachanunim, with screaming and calling. That's how we understand also that there's a special din that slichas should be said at night. Whatever the makor is, the Gra has in Shulchan Aruch, and there are other makoris, kumi reine belayla, l'reish hashmurais, for rising up in the night and screaming. Why? So Rabbi Yosef Ber said, because there's no better time to cry. The night is a time of crying. Boch esif ke belayla, the Navi said. The night is a time for crying. The night is a time of crying. The word Laila itself, we already have from the Kadamonim that Laila is from what word? Yalala. Those who know the halachas can understand where the sounds of the shofar come from. So Yalala, that type of a crying that can't stop. That's the lashon of Laila, that's the lashon of nighttime. Chazal say, Kol Abaycha B'Laila, when someone cries at night, whoever hears begins to cry. It says, the Kichavim, the Mazolas, the stars, the constellations cry with a person. The night is a time when a person feels vulnerable, feels alone. So Yosheb said, therefore we understand. The same Rambam who tells us that Nikara Dedina, that the Ikar had din, of slichas, which is a new way of davening, that the Rebbeinu Shlom revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu, which is davening in the way of tshuva. But the Rambam tells us it's different. It requires tzaak, it requires calling out and crying. But it's davke at night, because the night is a time when a person is most able to open up in such a way and to pour out his yalolas in that world of bach esiv ke belayla. So I want to tell you a story about a Jew who cried. I want to tell you a story about a Jew who was crying. The Meister from the Rizhna once happened on Lel Yom Kippur night, that the Olam in Rizhna was able to very easily detect that the tzaddik, the Rishner, was in an extremely agitated state. He was not comfortable. He wasn't happy. He was torah, he was preoccupied. And after Kol Nidre, after Maariv, it was the custom by the Rishner to stay late in Besmedrash, saying Tillim, with many of the Jews. And the Rishner was going into the Beis Medrash and out of the Beis Medrash, back and forth. He was wandering around until the morning. And nobody knew what's going on. Until a few moments before dawn, when suddenly they saw that the Rishner, the Tzaddik, was mismale simcha, he was filled with joy. And obviously this was a pella. This was something that nobody understood. They were just relieved that the Tzaddik seemed to be happy. After Yom Kippur, after Kiddush Levana, the tzaddik did not wait till somebody came to ask. Right after Havdalah, and the Olam had a little something to eat, the Rishner explained what happened, what was going on on Yom Kippur night. He said the following. He said to the Chassidim that was standing there, go and bring Moshe, who worked for a certain person, for a certain gevir, a wealthy Jew, go and bring Moshe immediately. And the Chassidim, of course, ran right away to get Moshe. And Moshe was terrified. And he said he's not going anywhere. He's afraid to go. They came back and they told the Rishner, they told the Tzaddik. And the Rishner said to tell Moshe, there's nothing to be afraid of. I'm not going to criticize him. There's nothing to be frightened, but he should come immediately. It's very important. And he still didn't want to come. At this point, the Chassidim already felt they gave him enough of a chance to use his Bechira Chavshis, to use free choice. And so they carried him to the Rishner. And when they brought him to the Rishner, he was mamish shaking like a leaf. You know, how would you like it? The first thing after Yom Kippur, the Tzaddik demanded to see you. So he came to the tzaddik, and the Rishner told him right away, I don't want you to be afraid, everything is okay. But I want very much for you to tell the Olam, tell the Chassidim a little bit about your Seder Avoda, about your davening of Kippur night, last night. What happened? So he begged not to have to say, and the Rebbe told him, I'm insisting that you say. And this is what he said. Now listen carefully. This little chassidel said, last night I came to the words, Yom Kippur night, I came to the words when the shul was davening together, Laman Shimcha Hashem, for the sake of your name, Laman Shimcha Hashem, Misalach Talaveinu Kirafu, and forgive our sins for their many. I came to that, the shul came to that sentence, and everybody began to cry. The men, the women, the whole Olam started to cry. Now, Rebbe, you know that I'm a blur. I'm Haaretz. I don't know how to learn. I could barely read Ivri. I don't even know how to read, hardly. So you understand, Rebbe, my heart was completely broken because I heard the entire Olam crying. And I felt that the only reason that I can't cry together with thousands of Jews is because I'm the only one in the whole shul that doesn't know what that sentence means. And I have no idea why everybody is so upset and why everybody is crying. And the reason that all the people are crying, obviously, is that they know what they're saying. And I looked around and I see men, women, children. I don't know. Moshe, I can't even understand the sentence. So how could I cry? Then I thought to myself, Rabbi, that Moshe also went. I also went to Cheder once upon a time. You know, in those days, they didn't have required education. For so many years, the children weren't able to go to cheder for a long time. They were working full time when they were children. So he said, I also went to cheder. Look, if I went to cheder, I was also once in school. Memele, he says, Rabbi, I began to think that if I really, really try hard, if I concentrate for a minute or two, I'll be able to translate the sentence of what v'salach t'lavene l'man shimcha Hashem. I knew what that means. But the other part was too hard. So I knew that I went to Cheder, and I just had to concentrate to remember, if I would be able to think back and remember how to translate these words. So he said that, Baruch Hashem, I was able to translate the words. I began to work one word at a time, and I was so excited that now I'll also be able to cry. Like all my brothers and sisters in the shul, I'll also be able to cry. So I began to teach the words, V'salachta Sfargib, forgive. Rabbi Nishlam, forgive, forgive. La'avineinu, mine is hidden, my sins. Forgive us for our sins. Ki farvas. And why, Rabbi Nishlam, should you forgive us for our sins? Ki, he says, because, ki farvas, why? Rav, who? Feel. See, feel, is there. Because the sins are too much. So I put it all together, and this is what came out. L'man Shimcha Hashem, for your sake Hashem, I knew that part. V'salachta, forgive, forgive us. L'avineinu, mine zinden, my sins. Ki v'avos, why? Rav, who? See, feel. It's too much. And then I began to think, Rabbi. So I began to think. And now I found myself in bigger trouble than before. Because I couldn't understand. Now, all right, I got the... I was finally able to teach to translate. But now that I put it together, it made less sense than before I was able to translate. Why? Because usually the way it is in the world is that if a person has sinned against the king, and he's in big trouble, so usually the way of the world is that if you have to approach the king, all that you want to do is to minimize the sin. You want to show how the sin was very little, it wasn't such a big deal, I didn't mean it, it wasn't what it looked like. Right? Anytime any of us ever got caught, you're making a mistake, it's not such a big deal. So now I don't understand. V'salachta, forgive us. La'avineinu, for our sins. You know why you should forgive us? Kiravu, tzifil. It's too, because our sins are so terrible. That's why you should forgive us. So, he says, I don't understand. Why would you try to make the aveir look even worse? Why? We should try to minimize the aveir. So I began to cry. And I said, Rabbanu Shel Olam, here, I already understand, I already know how to translate the words. And the B'chol Zayis said, nevertheless, I'm such a shaita, I'm such an idiot. I'm such a fool. I don't even understand it once I know what the words mean. And he said that the entire night of Yom Kippur, Moshe is telling this to all the Chassidim and the Rebbe, they're all standing there. And he says, the entire night of Yom Kippur, I couldn't stop crying. I was begging Hashem to explain what this means to me. I don't know what this means. Until finally, a few minutes before dawn, I had a thought. And he says, Rabbi, I don't know if it's true, but if you want to know, I'll share it with you. And the Mishnah said, please tell us. And this is how I understood. Rabbi, you know that my name is Moshe, and you know that I'm a vasatreg, you know, I carry water, I schlep water. That was the worst job in those days. That was the worst job in those days. Now it's like a day trader, the equivalent. But in those days, that was considered to be the worst job. I was a vasatreg. I'm a vasatreg. I have one guy that I'm hired by him, the gvir. But I do for everybody else, whoever needs me. I schlep the buckets on a stick. So, Rebbe, you know, I know the malacha. I don't know anything else. I'm an Amoritz, but I know how to carry water. Now, what happens is very often, since people think that Moshe is as strong as an ox, they give me to carry such burdens, such loads. And often what happens is I'm schlepping this thing and I have to walk quite a distance, and the emes says, I don't have the koyach to do it. I'm simply not strong. I'm not so young anymore. I don't have the strength to carry the vasa like that, to carry these heavy things in the bad weather. I don't have the strength. So what happens? She says, sometimes I'm walking and I feel that I'm going to break. And I stop to rest a little bit. And, you know, I see a Yid walking by, and I say to him, Reb Yid, my friend, forgive me. Forgive me. Maybe you could help me a little bit for a couple of feet. I can't go on. Maybe you could help me to schlep a little bit, because it's too heavy for me. And the Yid is a Yid. He sees no, and he helps me. And he goes a little bit, a couple of blocks, and he puts it down, and I thank him. And I start schlepping again. I schlep again for a few blocks, then I can't take it anymore. And I meet a second Yid, and I say once again, forgive me, it's tzifil. It's too heavy for me, it's too much for me, I can't go on carrying it. So then I said, so Moshe says, I said, Rabbanu Shleilam, our aveiros, he says, Moshe said, my aveiros are too heavy for me to carry. I'm so ashamed, I'm so embarrassed. My aveiros are too heavy for me from the entire year. I can't count them, I can't bear them. It's impossible for us. Therefore, we say to you, Rabbanu Shleilam, V'salachta la'aveinenu, forgive uns the sin. Rabbanu Shleilam, forgive us for the sins. Forgive me. Kiravu means we're unable to carry these alone. We can't go on. And when I said this, I felt that maybe this is what it means. V'salachta la'aveinenu kiravu, maybe I discovered the true meaning of the sentence V'salachta la'aveinenu kiravu. And he was finished with the story of what happened the night before, and the Rishna said you should know that there was a terrible kitchvah, that there was a horrible decree that was hanging over the people. And I didn't know what to do. And the whole night I was trying to find an opening. And I was unsuccessful. But when Moshe, right before dawn, when he finally reached that pshat, when he was crying and he reached that meaning of the sentence, so then he was able to bring about the cancellation, the nullification of that Gzar Din, of that decree. It's a type of tefillah that's al derech hatshuva. That's a bechina of bochay sivka balayla, of crying out in the night, of crying out with a feeling that there's no one in the world that could help me except Hashem, of crying out with a feeling that I don't even know how to do tshuva. It's slichus. It's the beginning of Yom Nerayim. It already, we went through a whole elul. If I even had one thought of tshuva, I quickly went on with the rest of the day. And it's come to the time of slichus. We're about to enter into Yerushalayim. Slichus night is the gate of Yerushalayim. And we now move into Yerushalayim, and we go through these days of Slichus and Rosh Hashanah until you come to Ne'ilah, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we don't even know what to do. We don't know where to begin to do tshuva. We don't know how to begin. We don't understand how to daven bechlal. What do we do with this heavy burden of our veils? We all want to get rid of them. We would like to do it very quickly. We're living in a time when you could have all kinds of shtusim and narishkeit on your computer, and you press one button and it's gone. One button and it's gone. And we would like to find that button. We would like to know somehow to press the button that'll take all the bad stuff away. We shouldn't have to work. We shouldn't have to schlep. We shouldn't have to daven. We shouldn't have to stand the Yom Kippur, and we shouldn't have to fast, and everybody's thinking fast. The newspapers now have all these kunsim, how the fasting shouldn't bother you. And everybody's afraid of how am I going to do it, what am I going to do, but we would like to get rid of the affairs. Why to get rid of the Narishkeit? So what do we do? How do we begin? What should our mindset be? So once happened that the Chofetz Chaim schlusi again elena. It once happened that the Chofetz Chaim was in Varsha, was in Warsaw. He was bringing one of his svarim to be printed. Chofetz Chaim was in Warsaw. And you know that in the time of the Chofetz Chaim, Warsaw had been almost completely conquered by the Chassidim. And amongst those Chassidim in Warsaw, the most powerful and the largest group were the Gerer Chassidim. And the Gerer Shtibloch throughout the city. So Chofetz Chaim, it was Erev Reish Chodesh, and Chofetz Chaim walked into the Gerish, to one of the Gerish Tibluch. He walked into the Gerer Besmedrash. And there was some Chassidim there, and the Chofetz Chaim went up to one of the Chassidim. The Chassidim, they were very excited to have the Chofetz Chaim here, and the Chofetz Chaim said, you say Yom Kippur Katan here. You know, Erev Reish Chodesh, this is something also in America that doesn't make it to the top of the charts, together with Tikkun Chatzlis and Lava Malka, a couple of things didn't make it. It's Sneas too. Just to throw that in. So the Chofetz Chaim said, you say Yom Kippur Katan, there's a special yeshivas, they say. There's a special tefillas, Erev Rosh Chodesh, is a time of tshuva, every month, Erev Rosh Chodesh. So Chofetz Chaim, you know, Chofetz Chaim was a Litvish tzaddik, and in the yeshivas, they say Yom Kippur Katan, and he came into the Gerish Tibble looking for Yom Kippur Katan. To say all the slichas of Yom Kippur Katan. No. So the Chassidim say, no, we don't say that over here. We don't say Yom Kippur Katan. Chofetz Chaim said, why not? So they said, because the Rebbe doesn't. The Imramis, the Ger Rebbe doesn't say. So we don't say. So the Chofetz Chaim said, my entire Rebbe, my precious brothers, I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you a marshal, listen. You know, there's a train that goes from Varsha, from Warsaw to Lodz. From Varsha to Lodz. And that train makes 12 stops. There are 12 tachanot. There are 12 stops from Varsha to Lodz. Now, there was once, the Chofetz Chaim said, a poor man from Varsha who wanted to travel to Lodz. But you know what he used to do, the Chofetz Chaim said? He used to get off at every one of the 12 stops along the way. He would buy a kartis, a ticket that would last till the next town. He would get off and buy another ticket. So the Chofetz Chaim said that people said to him, nice people, they saw that he's doing this, the poor man. And they finally, they came to him and they said, listen, Rabbi Yid, if you're trying to get from Varsha to Lodz, you want to go from Varsha to Lodz, why do you trouble yourself, and it's even more expensive to get off at every town, at each of the 12 stops, to get off and to buy a new ticket, take the train straight from Varsha to Lodz. Why are you getting off at every stop and buying a new ticket? So you know, sometimes people who are wealthy forget what it means to be poor. I remember I once heard a Rav, I heard a tape, it was a Rav that said that when he had started off in Rabbanis, he was very, and he said that he had a hard time, they had children, they were very poor, and that one of the wealthiest Balabatim, a woman, she pulled up in a very expensive car that might have even been driven by somebody, and she comes to the house and everything was a mess, you know, the whole place was upside down, and kids are screaming and hanging by the chandelier, and it was crazy. And the woman said to the rabbi, you know, really, rabbi, you must get a maid. You really should have a maid. He's thinking about it. Does she understand that I can't even afford a broom, let alone to get a maid? So these Jews asked, they said, Rabbi, why don't you get one ticket from Varsha to Lodz? So he said, I'll tell you, I would love to. I really wish I could afford it. But I'll tell you, the problem is, he says, the problem is that since I'm so poor, I don't have the money to buy that ticket from Warsaw to Lodz, that one ticket. I don't have the money for that. Therefore, what do I do? But delays braver, since I don't have a choice. I go one stop. I used to have a friend of mine that he used to get 50 cents of gas. He used to stop because his parents didn't give him any money because they didn't want him to drive, and he wasn't so fond of working either. So he used to get 50 cents to make it to the next. He used to make a cheshbon that if I can get from here to Union Turnpike, and then I'll go weiter. I'll worry right now. I don't want to spend too much. So I'll get to Union Turnpike, and we'll worry about it over there. So this yid said, I don't have the money, so what do? I go one stop on the train, on the Varsha Lodge train. I get off at that stop. I try to go and do some odd jobs in town. I try to beg a little bit. I try to get a couple of kopecks, and then I'm able to get to the next stop, enough to get to the next stop. I have to get off. I go for a few hours by the station. I try to carry some things, and I try to make a couple of dollars to be able to go weiter. And finally, I'm able to get to Lodge. So Chofetz Chaim said to the Chassidim and the Gerish Diebel and Varsha, listen, my friends, you should know that your Rebbe, the Ger Rebbe, is a tzaddik and a kaddish. He's a very holy Jew. And you should know that because of that, he has enough schusim, he has enough schuyas, enough mitzvahs and mas and toivim, he's able to take an express straight me Yom Kippur zeh ad Yom HaKippurim haba. He's able to go from one Yom Kippur to the next Yom Kippur. He doesn't have to have stops along the way to get off to unload some of the Averis. He doesn't have to worry about that. Therefore, he's able to... He doesn't say Yom Kippur Katan. But he said to the Chassidim, my friends, people like me and you, we're not the Ger Rebbe. People like me and you, the Chofetz Chaim. People like us, we're so poor. We're so impoverished. Therefore, we have to make stops along the way. And one of those stops is Erev Rosh Chodesh. One of those stops along the way is Erev Rosh Chodesh. The Baruch Shalom told us that there's an inyan of tshuva Erev Rosh Chodesh, and you can unload, there's some kapara, you can get rid of some of these things, and then you're able to go weiter, it's not so heavy. Therefore, we have to take advantage. And if we're careful and we take advantage along the way with these stops, then he said to the Chassidim, you'll see that we'll be able to arrive safely in Lodz. We'll come to Yom Kippur. We'll be able to reach Yom Kippur. So Rabbi Yisrael, we're about to say Slichas. L'cha Hashem atztalker v'lona b'yishas apag. Hashem, you're right, and we're embarrassed. And Moshe, the Vasa Trege, the water carrier, by the original, he was right. The Averis are impossible for us to carry. We don't know how to come into a Yom Kippur, into a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, carrying all of this. Therefore, what's Slichas all about? When the Rambam taught us that Slichas means a new Seder HaTfila, a Seder HaTfila that's Al Derech Tshuva. And Rabbi Yosef explains that here there are two conditions in the Rambam. There's one is that it's kumi reine belaila, that it's at night. At night when you feel that you can't go on. And the second thing is that it's besachanunim bebechi, it's with crying, it's with calling out. And that's a chelik of the Seder HaTfila of Slichas, which is Alderech HaTshuva. So each and every one of us can enter into the world of Slichas by saying, Rabbi Yishlom, forgive me. Vesalachta. V'salachta l'aveinenu for our sins, ki rav hu, it's too much for us. Therefore, Rabbi Shalom, we thank you that because of your great kindness and your love for each and every one of us, you've given us this time of Slichas, and these days leading up to Yom Kippur, that these are stops along the train, stops along the way, along the tracks, that we should be able to make these stops and be able to work each day from now to Rosh Hashanah and from Rosh Hashanah to be able to finally, slowly get rid of some of these peklich and should be able to finally come to Ne'ilah, to come to Lodz, and to be able to scream out Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, and to mean it, and it should make a difference. And Rabbi Yishlom, we know that you're davening that we should be able to daven. And right now, the entire world is filled with the Rebbeinu Shalom's tefillahs. That his children should remember him. That his children should turn once again to him. That his children shouldn't forget him. And he hasn't forgotten us. And I'm asking you to forgive me. Slichas, I often have a memory of a secular song that I've mentioned before Slichas, but every time when I leave the house on my way to Slichas the first night, it comes back, this craziness, into my head. You know, you can't remember Rashi 10 minutes later, but you can never forget one of these songs. Here I am, Lord. I'm knocking at your place of business. I know I ain't got no business here. But you said if I ever got so low I was busted, you could be trusted. That's Slichas. Here we are again. Psach Lanu Shar. Rabbi said, we're coming into the gates of Yerushalayim. We're busted. He caught us. Maybe nobody else did. Maybe we were lucky. And we weren't humiliated in front of friends and family. But the Rabbi Shalom sees and he knows. But he also told us that he could be trusted. He is not going to give away our secret. But he's saying to us, come into Yerushalayim. And he's saying to us, if you come in, you could unload some of the problems, and I'll take them. Rabbi Shalom should help each and every one of us. Whatever happened in the past should be, all that was negative should be erased, all the tsaras should be erased, all the sickness, all the misery, all the fights that are in people's homes, all the shallowness that's crept into our lives, into our communities. When chitzayin is, everything looks so much better than it used to be, but in Pnimius, as I spoke about last Shabbos, in that inner world of who we are, things seem to be crumbling. And each and every one of us is worried about our children, is worried about ourselves, and what's going to be. And we give a krechs, and we say, ay, ay, ay. I said to the chevra the other day that when a Jew says, ay, 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 it means Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. Ay, 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 Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and the schus of our ancestors. And the schus of our grandparents and great-grandparents, who were Jews who were killed Al Kiddush Hashem. That our generation that has things so easy, with their children, with their grandchildren, that they should help us to open up these Sha'ari Tefillah, these gates of Tefillah, that we should be able to enter into that place, and we should be able to have a year that's filled with Bracha Hatzlocha. The Baruch Hashem should help each and every one of us, together with all Klal Yisrael, that we should be zoicha to return to Him completely, that the hearts of our people should be turned once again towards Him. It's such an ace of sorrow. What's happening in Eretz Yisrael is something that we never would have dreamt of. We never would have dreamt of that there would be a generation of Jews that would seek to eradicate the Shem Hashem, that would seek to destroy the nature of Eretz Yisrael, the essence of what Eretz Yisrael is. It's an ace of sorrow. There are so many homes where there are people who are not well. The Baruch Hashem should grant each and every one of us that we should have a good Gebenstier, that we should be Mitzvashem, Siyashnas, Gula, Yeshua, and it should be a Chuas Eilamim, the Vias Gal Tzedek, the Gula Hashlema Vahamitis, Mehem Yamenu, Amen Vahamen.